नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य कृदन्तवर्गे चतुस्त्रिंशः अन्तिमश्च वर्गः जनवरी मासस्य विंशः दिनाङ्कः अद्य वयम् अस्माभिः अधीतानां कृत्प्रत्ययानां पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः योऽन्तः प्रविश्य ममवाचमिमां प्रसुप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधरःस्वधाम्ना अन्यांश्च हस्तचरणश्रवणत्वगादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम् गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। कृदन्ताः अस्माभिः ज्ञातं संस्कृते पदं द्विविधं भवति तिङन्तं सुबन्तं चेति। सो आल् वर्ड्स् इन् संस्कृत विथौट् एन् एक्सेप्शन् आर् ईदर् तिङन्तस् आर् सुबन्तस्। वि डु नाट् हेव् एनी वर्ड् विच् इस् नाट् ईदर् अ सुबन्त आर् अ तिङन्त। Okay, so whatever you take, whether it's a kridanta, tadhitanta, samasa, whatever you we have the other divisions, finally it has to be either tinganta or subanta. Tingantam namakim dhatuhu bhavati tatha pratipadikam bhavati. So these are the two root forms, prakritihi ityuchyate. So dhatus are limited in number, so there are about 2000 the original dhatus given in the dhatu patha, whereas pratipadikas are not countable. So dhatuhu pratipadikam iti prakritihi bhavati, dhatoho ting iti pratyayanam yojanena tingantam bhavati, pratipadikat sup iti pratyayanam yojanena subantam bhavati. धातोः कृत् इति प्रत्ययानां योजनेन प्रातिपदिकं भवति। सो दिस् इस् वेर् वी हेव् द कृत्। सो कृत् प्रत्ययात् हेल्प् टु कन्वर्ट् अ धातु इन् टु अ प्रातिपदिकम्। धातोः कृत् इति प्रत्ययानां योजनेन प्रातिपदिकं निष्पद्यते, तस्मात् प्रातिपदिकात् सुप्रत्ययानां योजनेन सुबन्तं भवति। वयं सुबन्तस्य प्रयोगं कुर्मः। सो अस्माभिः अस्मिन् वर्गे कृत् प्रत्ययाः अधीताः। सो कृदन्तस् मेकप् अबौट् 95% आफ् द प्रातिपदिकस्। सो सो ऐ मीन् इवन् वेन् दे आर् समासास् आर् तद्धितास् दे विल् मोस्ट् लैक्ली हेव् अ कृदन्त बिहैण्ड् देम्, दट् इस् एस् द अर्लियर् स्टेप्। सो कृत् इस् अ वेरि इम्पार्टेण्ट् सेट् आफ् प्रत्ययस्। सो पुनः तदेव धातोः कृत् प्रत्ययस्य योजनेन कृदन्तः भवति, कृदन्तः प्रातिपदिकम्। आल् कृदन्तस् आर् प्रातिपदिकस्। सो यु केन् नाट् यूस् अ कृदन्त इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट्लि। प्रातिपदिकात् सुप्रत्ययानां योजनेन यत् सुबन्तस्वरूपं निष्पद्यते तस्यैव प्रयोगः कर्तव्यः। So it is the subanta or namapada which we use. So the pratipadika therein can be a kridanta. So even till the recent classes, people have been asking questions, is it a kridanta or a subanta? So the question is not valid. So anything will be both. It has to be a kridanta and also a subanta. Because you cannot use a plain kridanta. Kevalasya kridantasya prayogah kartum na shakyate. Tatah supratyasya yojanam kritva eva prayogah kartavyah. Okay. So kridantaha namakaha krit ante yasya saha. Yasya shabdasya ante krit asti saha kridantaha ityuchyate. तर्हि कृत इत्युक्ते किम्? कृत इति प्रत्ययः. सो केषाञ्चन प्रत्ययानां संज्ञा. पाणिनी हस् ग्रूप्ड् अ सेट् आफ् प्रत्ययस् वित् द नेम् कृत्. कति सन्ति एतादृशाः प्रत्ययाः? शताधिकं शतोत्तरं चत्वारिंशत्, अप्रोक्सिमेट्लि 140 प्रत्ययस्. दे आर् क्लासिफैड् एस् कृत्. कुत्र एते प्रत्ययाः भवन्ति? धातुभ्यः परतः भवन्ति. सो केचन कृत् प्रत्ययाः सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः भवन्ति, केचन कृत् प्रत्ययाः विशिष्टेभ्यः धातुभ्यः एव भवन्ति. किमर्थं कृत् प्रत्ययाः भवन्ति? विशेषस्य अर्थस्य बोधनार्थम्. अस्माभिः अधीतं प्रति प्रत्ययम् एकं प्रत्ययं यदा पश्यामः कः अर्थः, तेन प्रत्ययेन किं बोध्यते. अतः विशिष्टाः अर्थाः बोध्यन्ते. कर्ता, कर्म, करणं, क्रिया, क्रिया इत्युक्ते भावः, कालः, पौनःपुन्यं, विधिः इत्यादयः बहवः विशिष्टाः अर्थाः बोध्यन्ते कृत् प्रत्ययानां योजनेन. कीदृशं शब्दं जनयन्ति? कृत् प्रत्ययाः प्रातिपदिकं जनयन्ति. सो अ वेरी वेरी बेसिक् कान्सेप्ट्स् आफ् द कृदन्तस् विच् वी हेव् बीन् recapping through the course, so we will do that once again. So this is the basic of Kridanta. So now coming to the actual Krit Pratyayas, we have studied about 12 Pratyayas in detail and a few more Pratyayas in short. So how are these Pratyayas classified? Okay. The major classification of the Krit Pratyayas is as three: Kartrarthakaha, Karmarthakaha, Bhavarthakaha. So there are others, of course, there are pratyayas which give other karakas like karana, adhikarana and so on. But a majority of the krit pratyayas, they fall into these three categories. They either refer to the karta or the karma or the bhava. So kartrarthaka kridantaha, nul, trich, ktavatu, शत्र शानच, तथैव उपपद कृतः. अस्माभिः कुम्भं करोति इति कुम्भकारः, निशाचरः इत्यादि यद्दृष्टं, ते अपि प्रायेण कर्त्रर्थकाः एव. सो नुल् तृच् क्तवतु, दे आर् आल्वेस् कर्त्रर्थकस्. शत्र इस् आल्सो अ कर्त्रर्थक. शानच् केन् बि यूस्ड् बोत् एस् अ कर्तर्थक एण्ड् अ कर्मार्थक प्रत्यय. So in normal kartari prayoga, the normal usage we use for atmanepadi dhatu, that is kartarthaka pratyaya, and the upapada krit pratyayas. So the karmarthaka kridantaha, so aniyar, tavya, kta, niyat, yat. So ete chatvaraha api pratyayaha karmarthakaha, which means they are always used in karmani prayoga. Right, you cannot have a kartari prayoga of these pratyayas. Bhavarthaka kridantaha ye bhavam nama kriyam bodhayanti. So you have a lyut, you have ktva, tumun, lyap and namul. We also have the ghai, ach, ap which we saw, and the ktin and its apavadas, yuch, a. So this ghai, its apavadas, ktin, its apavadas. So they can be used both bhave and akartari karake. So simply put them under bhave. So evam trividhaha pratyayaha bhavanti. Kartrarthakaha, karmarthakaha, tatha bhavarthakaha iti. Anyaha vibhagaha api asti artham ashritya. So based on specific meanings, they are also classified in different ways. For example, bhutakradantaha, tatraktavatu kta. So, etabhyam pratyayabhyam bhutakalaha uchyate. So, ktavatu pratyayaha, bhutakale kartaram bodhayati, kta pratyayaha, bhutakale karma bodhayati. Now, the vartamana kradantaha, So which is the Kshatri and Shanach. So Vartamana Kalam Bodhayataha Etau Pratyayau. Vidyarthaka Kridantaha. So where they specify something which has to be done, must be done, ityadyarthe. So you have the Tavya, Aniyar and the Nyat or Yat. Kartavyam, Karaniyam, Karyam. So all of them are used in these senses. So we have the Kartarthaka Kridantaha, which indicate only the Karta without any additional qualification. So we have Nul and Trich. So they are Samanarthakaha. Nul Pratyayantena Yaha Arthaha, Sayev Arthaha, Trich Pratyayantena Api, Bodhyate. Then you have Bhavarthaka Kridantaha, those which indicate a Kriya. So Lyut, Ghanya, and Kting. Say Bhojanam, Bhogaha, Bhuktihi. So all of them are the same. The Bhava, the action. You have the Kridanta Avyayani. So among Kridantas, there are four Avyayas. So Ktva, Lyap, Tumun, and Namul. Sarveshamapi, Jnanam Praptam. Ktva, Lyap, Tumun, Namul. They are the Kridanta Avyayas. So they differ in their meanings. So, Ktva indicates an earlier Kriya, Ktva and Yap. Tumun indicates a purpose, a Kriya which is a purpose of another Kriya. And Namul indicates repetition, Smaram, Smaram, Karam, Karam, etc. Repetition of the Kriya. So, then you have the Upapada Krit, Kridantaha. So, there are many Pratyayas there. You have Ankada, Tarnini, Kat. So on. It goes on. The list is very long. So they are all called Upapada Krit Pratyaya. Okay. So I am Krit Pratyayanam Vibhagaha. Aduna Sarvasyapi Krit Pratyayasya Vegena Punaravartanam Kurmaha. A very brief revision of the Krit Pratyayas which we have studied. Okay. So specifics of the Pratyayas. So, not in detail. So, we have done in detail. So, just to refresh your the things, a quick recap. So, before we go into that, any general questions about Kridantas? Not any specific Pratyaya. Anything general if you want to know, you can raise your hands.
Hi, good morning. Can we add a Krut Pratyaya to a Dhatu which already has a Krut Pratyaya? That means, can we add two Krut Pratyayas on a Dhatu?
No.
No?
Because the Krut Pratyaya says it has to be on a Dhatu. So, on a normal circumstance, no. There are very few cases, very, very, very few, where it is done, but normally no. You cannot do that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. What can I have is about Nini Pratyaya. I don't recall I saw any examples of that.
But if you look at the this one, they kept mentioning it sometimes in class. For example, you have the anything which ends in an ikara, especially if you take the Sahasranama, you will have a lot of things like say we saw a few examples last time, somebody also mentioned it. Shita Bhoji is there. So Shitam Bhoktum Shilam Yasya Saha. So that Pratyaya Sharana Pradayi or Dhanadayi, Dhanadayinau, Dhanadayinaha. So all of them are Nakarantas. So it indicates that Pratyaya, it indicates somebody who habitually does something rather than as a one-off thing. Okay. So Shita Bhoji means somebody who habitually eats something which is cold. Shitam Bhoktum Shilam. So the Nul would indicate just the Karta. Even if you do it once, it could be done. But the Nini indicates that Tachilya, a habitual doing of something. So it will be a Nakaranta word. Okay. So
like balin shabdavat roopa siddhi
gunin shabdavat gunin balin
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Dwarakanath Reddy, morning. Prashna Hastiva, cannot hear you. Na Shruyate. So maybe you can just type in your question and I'll answer them. Kalyanakrishnan Mohoday.
Hi. Good evening from my part of the world.
Yes.
I have a general question on Swara Nirnaya, meaning Udatta, Anudatta, etc. With respect to the Kridandaya and also the other Pratyayas, what purpose does it serve? I mean, I have listened to probably 80 recordings or more of your work and that of Nilesh Bodha. I haven't quite come across the absolute purpose. Can you just give me a very brief introduction to what it's all about?
See, Swaras, they have no purpose in our communicative Sanskrita. They are purely for, I mean, today, like since we have lost that Traiswarya tradition, so it is restricted to the Vedic usages. Wherever there are Vedas, so in the Vedas, they play a very important part because the Swaras are absolutely critical to the Vedic tradition, both for the, you know, Uchcharana and for the meaning. Okay. So if you have studied the Vedas, so you will appreciate the difference in Swaras. So the same word, if it is in different Swaras, say if there is an Udatta or if there is a Swarita, it makes a difference. One of the most common and the most famous examples they give is that of the this thing called the Indra Shatro Vardhasva. The Tvashta, when he was trying to beget Vritrasura, that's a Puranic story. So he wanted a son who could kill Indra. So Indrasya Shatruhu, Indra Shatruhu. So he wanted a son who could kill Indra. So his mantra was supposed to have that Indra Shatro Vardhasva. Indrasya Shatruhu, what he intended was a Tatpurusha Samasa with Indrasya Shatruhu. He who can kill Shatruhu Ityasya Shataita Ityartaha, the destroyer of Indra. But because of a Swara difference, he used a wrong swara, which made it into a Bahuvrihi Samasa. Indraha Shatruhu Yasya Saha. He whose destroyer is Indra. That is, he got a son Vritrasura who ended up being killed by Indra rather than killing Indra. Okay, so that is the one of the famous examples they give for how a swara difference makes a difference. So, but obviously, I mean, it does not make a practical difference today for the language that we use. It makes a difference for the Vaidika Prayogas.
Parantu Vyakarana Adhyayane Kimapi Bheda Nasti. Kimapi Bheda Nasti.
Meaning?
Vyakarana Adhyayane. Tadhyaya Pratyayeshu Anegeshu Saleshu Swaranirnaya Bhavati Tasya Upayogaha Kaha Iti Maham Na Janami.
Vyakarana, that is it. See, Vyakarana is not considered. Vyakarana is primarily a Vedanga. Right? So, the one of the purposes of Vyakarana is to look at the Vaidika Prayogas. So, if since today is this thing, we are not looking at the Vedika Prayogas, we are missing the relevance of much of Vyakarana. But Ashtadhyayi was primarily a Vedanga. So it does give a lot of precedence to Vaidika Prayogas, which we will not be able to appreciate unless we know the Vaidika Prayogas.
Parantu adhyatane kale tesham adhyayanam na avashyakam iti aham chintayami.
That is, I think, a personal opinion. I mean, if you're saying that the thing of Vedas is not required, I'm sure there are many who would not agree. Because the Vedas are still, for us, the Vedas are Vedamulam, Vedokilam, Dharma Mulam. So, of course, there are many people who do not study this one, but As I said, that is a personal thing.
Thank you, Madam.
Yeah, thank you. Girija, Malay, Prashna Hastiva. No? Okay. So I think we should go ahead. So the first pratyaya which we saw was the lyut pratyaya, so which in rupas manifests as ana or ana. So pathanam, lekhanam, bhojanam, karanam, kshepanam, bhashanam, ityadini lyut pratyayasya udaharanani. So bhavarthakah pratyayah kriyam bodhayati. So pathanam is the action of reading, lekhanam the action of writing, and so on. Bhavarthakah ayam pratyayah. Okay. So napumsakalinga shabdah. Okay. So the ludanta words are always in napumsakalinga when they are bhavarthaka. So there might be a few cases where a ludanta word is not in napumsakalinga, but then the meaning will not be bhava. So bhavarthe samanyaha lyut pratyayaha napumsakalinge eva bhavati. The main thing to remember in the prakriya of lyut is the guna. Gunaha bhavati. So yedha yesham dhatuna mante ikaraha ii u u r r ete varanaha santi tesham gunaha bhavati. So you have G becomes J, and then there is the yantavanta desha sandhi, so you get jayanam evam ni ne nayanam. So stu sto stavanam, bhu bho bhavanam, kr karanam, tr taranam. So I ur saha samanyataha gunaha ityukte igantanam, ikara ukara rikarantanam bhavati, athava hrasva ikara ukara upadhanam. Upadha upantimaha varnaha, the letter preceding the last letter is called upadha. So if that letter is hrasva ikara or hrasva ukara, like likh, so kh is the last letter, the previous is ikara, so it gets guna, it becomes lekhanam. So ukara in the upadha bhuj, it becomes bhojanam. So evam lyut pratyaye gunaha bhavati. Okay. So guna is a general concept very important for vyakarana, for derivation of all ones. So the general rules for guna are these. So if you remember these, wherever we talk of guna, immediately you should associate iganta, that is I ur at the end, or hrasva ikara ukara in the upadha. Okay. So gunaha bhavati lyut pratyaye, natvam bhavati. So kada bhavati repaha shakarahava asti chet. So the nimitta for natva is repa or shakara, and the intervening letters, there can be intervening letters, all of them should belong to ach, swara, the kavarga, pavarga, or ha, ya, va. Okay. So if the intervening letters yatha karanam ityasta asti, tatra repa nakara yohu madhye akaraha asti ach. Kshepanam, so you have the ksh shakara asti, anantaram e p a n, so ekaraha pakaraha akaraha, so it is ach and pavarga. Bhashanam, so again you have shakara and only akara. So whenever there is repa or shakara and intervening letters fall into these, there will be natva. अतः नत्वस्य नियमः ज्ञातव्यः, कुत्र नकारः प्रयोक्तव्यः, कुत्र नकारः. सो दर्शनम् इत्यस्ति, तत्र रेफः अस्ति, तथापि णत्वं न भवति, यतो हि मध्ये शकारः अस्ति, द अदर्श, द शिव शकार, विच इज नॉट इन दीज लेटर्स, देयरफॉर देयर इज नो णत्व. अतः ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य रूपज्ञानार्थं गुणः ज्ञातव्यः, णत्वं अपि ज्ञातव्यम्. And the most popular usage of lyut is that kriyapadasya sthane upayoktum shakyate. Yatha bhunkte ityasya sthane bhojanam karoti. Dogdhi ityasya sthane dohanam karoti. So it can be used to as a simpler version of the kriyapadas. Karmapadam shashti vibhaktau bhavati. The karmapada of the lyut yatha lekhanam. So what does he write? He writes a lesson. So pathasya lekhanam karoti. Kandukasya kshepanam karoti. Whatever. So the karma pada is in shashti vibhakti. Iti lyut pratyasya sangrahaha. Rupanam vivaranam tatha prayogaha tatraiva jnatavyaha. So we have already done it. So that's it. So the second pratyaya was the nul pratyaya, yasya aka iti adeshaha bhavati. Okay. Nul iti pratyaya, nul pratyaya rupeshu aka iti shruyate. So you have the nayakaha, nayika, nayakam. So lekhakaha, lekhika, lekhakam. Bodhakaha, bodhika, bodhakam. Karakaha, karika, karakam. Kshepakaha, kshepika, kshepakam. Okay, so this is a typing error. It is not kshepanam, it is kshepakam. Chorakaha, chorika, chorakam. So all these are forms of nul. So I am kartrarthakaha pratyayaha. It indicates the karta, yaha nayati, yaha likhati, yaha budhyate. So, it indicates the karta who is performing the action of that dhatu. Trishu lingeshu rupani bhavanti. Drishyate akarantah pullingaha, akarantah strilingaha, akarantah napumsakalingaha. It, you can use it in napumsakalinga. Say nayakam kulam. So, a family which leads. Okay. So, it could be used in Napumsakalinga also. Now, for Nul, Rupeshu, Mukhyaha, Amshaha, Bhavati, Vriddhihi. Right? So, because Nul is Nit, it causes Vriddhi instead of Guna. Okay? So, Yatra Ikara, Ukara, Rikara, Antaha, Pesham, Vriddhihi, Bhavati. So, you have Nayakaha. So, Ni becomes Nai. Guna gives A, Vriddhi gives I. So you have Ne, Ana for Lyut. You have Ne, Nai, Aka for Nul. Okay. And the Sandhi which follows is the Yantavanta Desha Sandhi. Actually, Nayakaha is the most standard example given for the Yantavanta Desha Sandhi. One of the standard ones. So, Nayakaha, Pavakaha. So, Ni becomes Nai, I becomes Ai. So, Nayakaha. If it was Lyut, Ni becomes Ne by Guna and you have Ana. So, you have the Ayadesha. So, it becomes Nayanam. Okay? So, that is the difference between the Guna and Vriddhi. So, Ikara Ukara Rikarantanam Vriddhi Bhavati. Also, Hraswa Akaraha Upadhayam Astiched Vriddhi Bhavati. Yatha Atranasti Pat Pathakaha. Pach, Pachakaha, Vad, Vadakaha. So, Hraswa, Akara in the Upadha will also cause Vriddhi. So, Anyesham, Gunaha, Api, Bhavati. So, when I say Vriddhi, it does not mean Guna does not happen with Nul. If there is no opportunity for Vriddhi, Gunaha Bhavati, Kesham Bhavati, Hraswa Ikaraha Thava Ukaraha Upadhayam Astichet, Gunaha Api Bhavati, Yatha Likh Lekhakaha, Lekhanam Lekhakaha, Bodhanam Bodhakaha. So that is common for both. Vriddhihi Bhavati, Gunaha Api Bhavati. So Atrapi Karmapadam Shashti Vibhaktau Bhavati, Kathayaha Lekhakaha. Abharananam chorakaha ityadi. So that is about nul, lyut and nul. So a couple of direct questions for these pratyayas. Is it nartika or nartaki which is correct? I think we did this. So for nvul, you will have nartika, nartakaha, nartika, and nartakam. But there is a special pratyaya for the nrutadhatu, so which gives a different pratyaya called shvun. Okay, shilpini shvun. So that pratyaya is added to indicate skill. Okay, so a skilled dancer. So in that case also the pullinga form will be nartakaha, the strilinga will be nartaki. So using nartaki will indicate a skilled dancer, a dancer who dances well. So nartika is just somebody who dances. Okay, so both are there, different pratyayas. The normal nul will give nartika. Okay. So there was another question about the sandhi. So the sandhi in after guna, that is che or after ruddhi, is the yantavanta desha sandhi, also known as ayavayavaha. So ayu avu ayu avu. So that is for the sandhi. So the next, the third pratyaya, tritiyaha pratyayaha asmabhihi adhitaha, aniyar pratyayaha, rupe aniya iti shruyate. So pataniyaha, pataniya, pataniyam, lekaniyaha, lekaniya, lekaniyam, evam bhojaniyaha, karaniyaha, prapaniyaha, preshaniyaha, ityadi bhavati. So I am karmarthakaha pratyayaha. So it indicates the karma. Trishu lingeshu rupani bhavanti. You can see akarantah pullingaha, akarantah strilingaha, akarantah napumsakalingaha. Atrapi gunaha bhavati. The forms of aniyar are similar to lyut. There is guna, no vriddhi, because there is no nit or nyit. So only guna. So ikara ukara rakarantanam, hraswa ikara ukara upadhanam va gunaha bhavati. Atrape natvam bhavitum arhati. Since there is a nakara, the same rule. Refaha shakarova asti, madhye vidyamanaha varanaha eteshu antarbhavanti chet natvam bhavati. Prapaniyaha, preshaniyaha, karaniyaha ityadishu yatha. The very important point of aniyar is it is a karma padasya visheshanam. So since it is a karmarthaka pratyaya, it goes with the karma and not with the karta. So pathaha lekhaniyaha, katha lekhaniya, pustakam lekhaniyam. So the linga, vachana and vibhakti all depends on the karma pada. It is a karmani prayoga. And arthaha, along with karma, it indicates the senses of vidhi. That is something that must be done or must be written. Shakya, that which can be written. Ityarthaha api bhavati bhojaniyaha. It is something which can be eaten, etc. Arhaha, that which deserves to be eaten. So abhojaniya means that which does not deserve to be eaten, which is very bad food or something. So evam sarve arthaha vidhihi shakya arha ete sarvepi arthaha shabdena jnayante prasangam anusritya kaha arthaha iti jnatavyam. So the specific this one, it has to be known through the context. Okay. So that is about aniyar. Chaturthaha pratyayaha asit tumun pratyayaha. So tum iti shruyate, patitum, lekhitum, bhoktum, tyaktum, kartum, netum, ityadi. So tumun pratyayantasya arthaha kriyayaha uddeshya bhuta kriya. So one kriya which is the purpose of another kriya. So patitum gachati. So here patana, reading, is the purpose of going. So similarly the other cases. So the purpose of one action, an action which is the purpose of another action, is indicated by tumun. Tumunantaha shabdaha avyayani bhavanti. So they are avyayas which does not mean they are not Subantas. Even Avyayas are Subantas. We add the Supratyaya and delete them, so they are still Subantas, but they do not change their form. So, Sadrisham Trishulingeshu Sarvasacha Vibhaktishu Vasaneshu Cha Sarveshu Yannavyeti Tadavyayam. That which does not change in any linga, vachana or vibhakti is called an avyaya. Okay. So it is an avyaya. Tumun pratyaye api gunaha bhavati. Right? So the normal guna will apply. In addition, idagamaha atra jnatavyaha. So it is a concept which we saw. Some pratyayas qualify for it. So it is a process which depends both on the dhatu and the pratyaya. Okay. So if the pratyaya qualifies for idagama, then there is the possibility of it. So but even there are three kinds of dhatus. There are anit dhatus which do not get any it. There are vet dhatus which get it optionally. And there are set dhatus which compulsorily get it. Okay. So it depends both on the pratyaya and the dhatu. So if the pratyaya does not qualify for it, no dhatu will get it. If it qualifies for it, then some of them will get compulsorily, some get optionally, and some do not get. Okay. So we had a detailed discussion of that. So idagamaha jnatavyaha, like patitum lekhitum ityatra ikaraha asti, anyatra anyeshu nasti. So it depends on the dhatu. Hal sandhihi api jnatavyaha, because tumun, whenever there is no it, the hal at the end of the dhatu is directly meeting the takara of tumun. Okay. So yatha bhuj bhoktum iti bhavati. Evam anyat dah dagdhum iti vah vodhum. So there are different sandhis which can happen. So all of them will have to be known to be comfortable with the forms of tumun. The construction of a sentence is the normal one. Karta prathama vibhaktau, karma dvitiya vibhaktau. Balaha karyam kartum gacchati. Balaha karyam karvati, karyam kartum gacchati. Okay, so the same construction. So the prayoga is easy. In addition to the purpose of a kriya, so certain words, in association with certain dhatus and certain words, we have tumun. So karyam kartum icchati. Kartum shaknoti, kartum samarthaha. So ityadishu prayogeshu api tumun pratyayasya prayogaha bhavati. Kartum samayaha ityadishu. Okay. So that was about tumun. Panchamaha pratyayaha asit trich pratyayaha rupe tr iti shruyate. So neta, netri, netr, lekhita, lekhitri, lekhitr, bodha, bodhri, bodhr, karta, kartri, kartr, kshepta, kshetri, kshetr, choraita, chorayitri, choraitr, ityadi trich pratyayantasya rupani. Ayamapi kartrarthakaha pratyayaha. So it indicates the karta. Trishu lingeshu bhavati. Tatra pullinge napumsakalinge rkarantam bhavati. So neta is netr shabda. Neta netarau netaraha. Napumsakalinge api rkarantam bhavati. Netra netrini netrini. Iti strilinge ikarantam bhavati. So you have the netri, lekhitri, bodhri, etc. Nadi shabdavat rupani bhavanti. Trich pratyaye api gunaha bhavati. Idagamaha hal sandhihi. Everything similar to tumun. Okay. So the forms of tumun and trich are always similar. Trich pratyaye karma padam shashti vibhaktau bhavati. Kathayaha lekhita. Deshasya neta, kandukasya kshepta, ityadi. Trich pratyayaha, nul pratyayascha, samanarthakau. You can use them synonymously. So yatra yatra trijantasya prayogah kriyate, tatra tatra nulantasyapi prayogah kartum shakyate. So there is no difference in prayoga. Okay, so the only difference is in the forms. Okay. Next, shashtaha pratyaha, tavya pratyaha. So patitavyaha, patitavya, patitavyam. Evam lekitavyaha, kartavyaha, bhoktavyaha, gantavyaha, chorayitavyaha, ityadi. So again, karmarthakaha pratyaha. Trishu lingeshu rupani santi. So akaranta or akaranta. Gunaha bhavati, natvam na bhavati. So I'm sorry, there is no natva for tavya. So guna applies. Idamapi karma padasya visheshanam bhavati. So tavya is also a visheshana to karma pada. Right? So supaha bhoktavyaha, yavaguhu bhoktavya, phalam bhoktavyam. So depending on the karma pada, the linga, vachana, vibhakti, everything will change. So this is also karmani prayoga. Anenapi bhinnaha arthaha bodhyante. So bhoktavya is something that must be eaten, that can be eaten, that deserves, is worthy of being eaten, etc. So vidhihi shakyaha arhaha iti sarvepi arthaha anenapi bodhyante. And tavya is synonymous with aneer. Prayoga and rupa, this one. So wherever you use aneer, there you can use tavya. The vibhakti and all will be the same. Okay, karmani prayogaha ubhayoho arthaha api samanaha. Okay. Saptamaha pratyayaha, katva pratyayaha, rupe tva iti shruyate, kakaraha it samyakaha. So patitva, lekhitva, bhuktva, tyaktva, krutva, neetva ityadi. Pratyantasya rupani kriyayaha purvakaliki samana kartraka kriya. So the atva indicates an action which happened before another action by the same karta. Okay, so balaha patham patitva bhojanam karoti. Okay, so there the karta for both karoti and patati are the same. And patana happens before bhojana. So indicates that the action we are talking about happened before something else and it was performed by the same karta. Okay. So if say my daughter reads and I eat, I cannot use ktva. It has to be samana kartraka. Ktva pratyayantaha shabdaha api avyayam bhavati. Ktva pratyaya visheshaha gunaha na bhavati because of the kakara which is it. So kit prevents guna. Okay. So except the likhitva lekhitva is a special thing, but bhuj bhuktva, so kr kritva, ni neetva, so there is no guna as a normal rule. So atrapi idagamaha bhavati, hal sandhayaha bhavanti, samprasaranam bhavati. So we saw samprasarana where the ya, va, r, l are replaced by swaras, that is e, u, r, l. We call it as samprasarana. So vach becomes uktva, swap becomes suptva, etc. So samprasarana and some special karya specific to uktva are to be known. Prayogastu samanyataya yathakut tingantasya kartari prayoge prayogaha tatha. Kartrapadam prathama vibhaktau bhavati, karmapadam dvitiya vibhaktau bhavati. Balaha karyam karoti, balaha karyam kritva gachati, whatever, or nidrati. So that is about kritva. Ashtamaha pratyayaha, lyap pratyayaha, yatra ya iti shruyate. So prapathya, vilikhya, agatya, agamya, santyajya, anukratya, viganaya, ityadi, rupani, ल्यप् प्रत्ययान्तस्य उपसर्गसहितस्य धातोः क्त्वा प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने ल्यप् भवति. सो इफ् द धातु इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै एन् उपसर्ग, सो इन्स्टेड् आफ् क्त्वा वि हाव् ल्यप्, अदर् क्त्वा इस् रीप्लेस्ड् बै ल्यप्. So the meaning is the same. So saeva pratyaya, it is ktva which is just replaced by lyap. So kriyayaha purvakaliki samana kartrika kriya anena api bodhyate, right? So the kriya which precedes another kriya performed by the same karta. Idam api avyayam bhavati, atra api gunaha na bhavati. So the usual karyas, there is idagamaha na bhavati. I meant to write that. Gunaha na bhavati, idagamaha api na bhavati. So lyap does not have idagama. Sandhihi bhavati, samprasaranam bhavati, anyani vishesha karyani santi. For example, you have agatya, agamya. So kriya, there is a takara added in between. For churadis, there is the double yakara, the ai, so viganaiya ityadi. So vishesha karyani santi, gunaha na bhavati, idagamaha na bhavati. So prayogastu samana ritya bhavati. So the kartrapada is in prathama vibhakti and karmapada is in dvitiya vibhakti. So karyam, balaha karyam samapayati, balaha karyam samapya gachati. So there is a question why there is no guna, since this is not kit, but the previous ktva is kit, so that kitva property is taken over, so there is no guna for lyap also. Namamaha pratyayaha, ktavatu pratyayaha, tavat iti rupe shruyate. So patitavan, patitavati, patitavat, kratavan, krutavati, krutavat, bhuktavan, bhuktavati, bhuktavat, neetavan, neetavati, neetavat, likhitavan, likhitavati, likhitavat, iti rupani bhavanti. So bhutakalaha karta iti arthadvayamapi anena pratyayena budhyate. So it indicates the bhutakala, the past tense, and the karta. Trishulingeshu rupani santi, takarantaha shabdaha, pullinge napumsakalinge takarantaha, patitavat shabdaha. So patitavan, patitavantau, patitavantaha, iti pullinge, patitavat, patitavati, patitavanti, iti napumsakalinge bhavati, strilinge tu ikarantam bhavati. So patitavati, patitavatyau, patitavatyaha, nadi shabdavat rupani bhavanti. Gunaha na bhavati. So again there is the kakara kit which prevents guna. The idagama will happen because it is the takara adi pratyaya. So idagamaha bhavati, halsandhayaha bhavanti, visheshakaryani api santi. So sarvani drishtani. So it's just a mention of what are the aspects we have to keep in mind. So kartrapadam prathama vibhaktau, karmapadam dvitiya vibhaktau bhavati samanyataha, the usual kartari prayoga. So balaha karyam krutavan. So that is why ktavatu is popularly used as a replacement for the tinganta in past tense. So akarot, akarshid ityadi nam sthane kridantasya prayogaha vyavahare kriyate. Though we don't find such usages in literature much, vyavahare tu tatha kriyate. Kta pratyayaha dashamaha, patitaha patita patitam, krutaha krita krutam, bhinnaha bhinna bhinnam, tirnaha tirna tirnam, likhitaha likhita likhitam, choritaha chorita choritam, ityadi kta pratyayantasya rupani. Ayamapi bhutakalam bodhayati karma vachakaha. So in corresponding to ktavatu, in karmani prayoga we have the akt pratyaya trishu lingeshu rupani bhavanti akarantah tatah rupani saralani. So there is no guna. The other karyas kavatu and kta have similar forms. Okay, so if it ends with ta, it is kta pratyaya. The same thing, you add the vatu, it becomes tavatu. Okay, so in 99% of cases there is no difference. Vishesha karyani api santi, both in tavatu and kta. For example, tirna, the takara gets converted to nakara in bhinna. Okay, so there are other cases also. So vishesha karyani santi. Karmani prayogaha, ataha katrapadam tritiya vibhaktau bhavati, karmapadam prathama vibhaktau bhavati, balena katha patita. So karmapadasya visheshanam, balena karyam kritam, balena ashvaha arudhaha, ityadi. So karmapadasya visheshanam bhavati, lingam vachanam vibhaktihi, sarvamapi karmapadam anusritya bhavati. There is also a kartrarthaka kta pratyaya. Kartrarthepi prayogaha asti gatyarthaka dhatunam akarmaka dhatunam cha. So balaha gramangataha. So tatra kartrarthe kta pratyaya. Balaha suptaha. The boy slept. Iti kartrarthepi prayogaha bhavati gatyarthaka nam dhatunam akarmaka nam cha dhatunam. Ekadashaha pratyaha asit shatru pratyaha yatra at iti rupe shruyate. So patan patanti patat, likhan likanti likhat, kurvan kurvati kurvat, krinan krinati krinat, dadat dadati dadat. Okay, so kartrarthakaha vartamana kalikaha. So the pratyaya indicates the karta and the vartamana kala, not absolute vartamana. It is basically vartamana at the time of the pradhana kriya. So whenever the main kriya is happening, so at the same time, the simultaneous action along with it is indicated by the shatru pratyayanta. Parasmai padibhyaha dhatubhyaha eva bhavati. Right? So shatru can be added only to parasmai padi dhatus. So to Ubhayapadi is in Parasmaipada. Okay, so Parasmaipadibhyaha eva bhavati. Trishulingeshu bhavanti. So it is takaranta. So patat shabda. Pullinge patan patantau patantaha iti. Napumsakalinge patat patati patanti iti rupani. Strilinge ikarantam bhavati nadi shabdavat. The forms of shatru can be guessed by looking at the prathama purusha bahuvachana forms in latlakara. So patanti, patati patataha patanti, so it becomes patan, likanti, likan, kurvanti, karoti kurutaha kurvanti, so it becomes kurvan, krinanti, krinati krinitaha krinanti, krinan, dadati dattaha dadati, so dadat. So prathama purusha bahuvachanavat rupani bhavanti. So that is the easiest way to guess the form of shatra. Nakaraha kutra bhavati kutra na bhavati. The main thing to know about the forms of shatra is the nakara. So in pullinga, so patan likhan kurvan krinan, but dadat vibhrat. So tritiya ganasya dhatu nam. So dhatus which belong to the third gana, dadati, vibheti, juhoti, ityadi, tesham pullinge nakaraha na bhavati. Okay, so that is for pullinga. In strilinga, okay, so 1, 4, 6, 10, they get the nakara. Patanti, likanti, nrityanti, kshipanti, chorayanti, etc. The other ganas, there is no nakara, right? Kurvati, krinati, dadati, etc. So those rules you should know to be able to use shatru properly, especially in strilinga. Prayogastu samanyatah kartapadam prathama vibhaktau karmapadam dvitiya vibhaktau. Balaha karyam kurvan gayati. As I said, it could also be gitavan. That is, he sang while he was doing the work, or he will sing while doing the work, dasyati. So it indicates simultaneous action along with the kriya. So dvadashah pratyayah, shanach pratyayah, ana iti rupeshu bhavati. So vandamanah, vandamana, vandamanam. Labhamanah, labhamana, labhamanam. Nrityamanah, nrityamana. Nrityamana, yudhyamanah, yudhyamana, yudhyamanam. Because nrita is not an atmanepadi. We will not get for nrita. Yudhyamanah. So kurvanah, kurvana, kurvanam. Kreenanah, kreenana, kreenanam. Dadanah, dadana, dadanam. Okay. So, I am api kartarthakaha vartamana kalikaha. The meaning is the same. So, atmane paribhyaha dhatubhyaha eva shanach bhavati. Okay, kartari prayoge. So, the kartari shanach is for atmane padi dhatus. Sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha karmani prayoge shanach bhavati. So, that is also there. So, if it is karmani prayoga, all the dhatus will get shanach. But in kartari prayoga, atmane pade eva shanach bhavati. Atmane padibhyaha, trishulingeshu rupani santi. The forms of shanach can be guessed by looking at the prathama purusha dvivachana form. So dvivachane, yadi ete iti shruyate, vandate vandete, labhate labhete. So there all we have the mana. So, vandete vandamanaha, labhete labhamanaha, yudhyete yudhyamanaha. So, if there is no ete, there is only ate in the dvivachana, then there is no mana, there is only ana. Kurute kurvate, so kurvanaha. Kreenite kreenate kreenanaha. Datte dadate dadanaha. So, if there is ete, you get mana. If there is only ate, you get ana. Okay? So, that is the one simple rule for predicting the forms of shanach. Tat jnatavyam. Kutra ana, kutra mana. Natvam kutra bhavati ityapi jnatavyam. So, the usual rules for natva. Kurvanaha. There is repha. There is va and a in between. So, there is natva. So, in kreenanaha, you will not get it because this na will not get it because in between there is the nakara. Ruva prayogastu samana ritya bhavati. Kartrapadam prathama vibhaktau, karmapadam dvitiya vibhaktau. Subalaha karyam kurvanaha gayati gitavan gasyati iti. Tataha yat nyat etayoho pratyayayoho sankshipta parichayaha labdhaha. Rupe ya iti shruyate. So neyaha, neya, neyam. Deyaha, deya, deyam. Labhyaha, labhya, labhyam. Karyaha, karya, karyam. Pathyaha, pathya, pathyam. Bodhyaha, bodhya, bodhyam. Ityadi rupani. So they are karmarthaka pratyayas. So karma bodhyate. Trishulingeshu rupani bhavanti, karmanaha visheshanatvena. So, if it is a niyat, it will give vriddhi because of the nit. So, yat will cause guna. So, karma padam anusritya lingam vachanam vibhaktihi bhavati. Arthaha, so whatever is the meaning for tavya and aniyat, te arthaha etayorapi bhavanti. So, vidhi, shakya, arha, etc. So, basically, tavya, aniyar, and yat or nyat, they are all synonymous. So, any of them can be used. You can either say kartavya or karaniya or karya. So, samanaha, arthaha, bhavitum arhati. So, where yat, where nyat, samanyaniyamaha, ajantanam, adupadha, pavargantanam, yat. So, ajanta, ni, neya, da, deya. So, ajanta words and pavarganta with akara as the upadha. So, labh, shap, ityadi, tesham, yat pratyayaha bhavati. So, halantanam, rikarantanam, niyat bhavati. So, kru, karya, patu, patya, budhu, bodhya. So, halantas and rikarantas get niyat. As a general rule, there are exceptions, few exceptions. Chaturdashaha pratyayaha, ghanya pratyayaha, a ityeva pratyayasya rupam. So, pathaha, lekhaha, bhogaha, tyagaha, vadaha, bhedaha, ityadi, ghanyantaha. So, bhavarthakaha pratyayaha. So, it indicates kriya or kartribhinnam karakam. Kadachita, it can also indicate a karaka other than the karta. But bhave ghanya is more common. Pullingaha shabdaha. The form will be compulsorily in pullinga. So, it can give both vriddhi and guna because of the nyakara. So, vriddhi. So, path becomes pathaha. Okay. So, there are other things. So, it gives vriddhi and guna. Likh lekhaha, bhuju bhogaha, etc. Ghai has some exceptions. That is, instead of ghai, if it is ikaranta shabda, you will have achi. Okay. So, g. So, ach and ghai, the difference is ach will not cause vriddhi, it will only cause guna. Okay. So, if we had ghai, we would have had jayaha. Even though the pratyaya in both cases is a, if it were ghai, it would have become ji becomes jai and jayaha, and ni becomes nai and nayaha. Since it, therefore, ghai is stopped by ach, so ach will give guna. So, ji, je, jayaha. Nayaha ityadi. So similarly, rikarantanam, ukarantanam, up bhavati. So ikarantas get ach, ukaranta and rikarantas get up, which is also akara. So stu, sto, stavaha, bhu, bho, bhavaha, kr, karaha, tr, taraha. So that is about ghai, ach, up. So, all of them are in the same sense. So, panchadashaha pratyayaha, ktin pratyayaha, kritihi, jatihi, bhitihi, neetihi, uktihi, srishtihi. So, bhavashabdas santi. So, this is also a bhavarthaka pratyaya or akartari karake, strilinge bhavati. So, we have three bhavarthakas. So, lyut is napumsakalinga. Ghai is pullinga, ktin is strilinga. So, action can be conveyed by all these three. So, guna nishedhaha, because it is kit, there is no guna. Other karyas like you will have samprasarana, the sandhi, the other special karyas will all be there. We didn't go in detail into the forms of ktin. So, maybe sometime later, but you can get a general idea with these. Okay, so vachya becomes uktihi, like uktva, it becomes uktihi. So ktin will resemble ktva to a great extent. Okay. So kritva, gatva, bhitva, neetva, uktva, srishtva. So kritihi, gatihi, bhitihi, neetihi, uktihi, srishtihi. So if you know the forms of ktva, knowing the forms of ktin is fairly easy. Okay. So nijantanam yuch bhavati. So ktin again has apavadas. So, for nijantas, instead of ktin, you have a pratyaya called yuch, which becomes ana. So, in strilinga, it becomes ana. So, ganana, rachana, prarthana, ityadi, bhavati. So, nijantanam, strilinge, yuch pratyaya bhavati. So, there are also some other specific dhatus which will also get yuch, like vandana, ityadi, anveshana. Sannantanam a iti pratyaha bhavati. Okay, so bubhukshati, bhoktum ichchati. So you have bubhuksha and a pratyaya. So in strilinga it becomes akaranta. Bubhuksha, pipasa, pipatisha, jigamisha, ityadi bhavati. Okay, so that is about ktin and its apavadas. Shodashaha pratyayaha, namul pratyayaha. Am iti rupe shruyate. So, smaram smaram, karam karam, shravam shravam, darsham darsham, lekam lekam, vadam vadam, ityadi. Paunah punyam. So the pratyaya indicates repetitive action. Okay, something which is done again and again. So avyayam, these forms are avyayas. So there is vriddhi because it is nit, guna. So smru becomes smara, krikara, shru, shrau, shrava. Gunaha api bhavati. Drish becomes darsha, likh, lekha, vad, vad, vriddhi and guna. And dvitva. So it is always double. The same word is doubled in usage. So that also indicates the repetitive nature. Okay. So that is about namul. We have seen how to use it. Okay. Briefly. Can we use it with nijanta? Yes, you can use it. Say, it would be chorayam chorayam, ganayam ganayam, etc. You can use it with nijantas also. Okay. Yes, and even for the prerenartha kanich, you can use it. Say, direct shrinoti, shravam shravam, which is like hearing and hearing. So, shravayam shravayam, making somebody listen. Or bodhayam bodhayam shrantaha. So, with teaching and teaching, I'm tired of teaching it again and again and so on. Okay. So, it can be used with all kinds of nijantas. The last set we saw in brief was the upapada kridantaha. So, forms like kumbhakaraha, dhanadaha, pankajam, bhayankaraha, nishacharaha, ityadi. These are set of pratyayas. Vishishte upapade, vishishtasya dhatoho pratyayaha. So these pratyayas are given with specific upapadas. That is the first, the purvapada will be very specific. A specific category, say it will be a karmapada or it will be saptamyanta. Or it could be a specific word. Okay. So, vachi amo vrate ityasti. So, vachi. So, when vak is the upapada, yamadhatu will get a specific pratyaya in the sense of vrata. Vachayamaha. So, the sutra is only one word. Vachayamaha. So, vachi yamaha vrate. So, when vak is the upapada, yamadhatu will get that pratyaya in the sense of a vrata. In the context of a vrata. Okay, so they are very specific ones. There are many pratyayas. So among, as we saw, there are hundreds of pratyayas. So many of them are the upapada krit pratyayas. They have anka, tada, achi, khachi, and so on. It's a very long list. So we didn't see the specifics of pratyayas. Trishu lingeshu bhavanti. So normally you can have in all three lingas. Samanyataha kartrarthakaha. Usually it will indicate the karta of this one. And the major point to know about upapada kridantas is that there is a krit pratyaya followed by upapada samasa. We saw the process last time. So when there is an upapada, the dhatu will get the pratyaya. As soon as it gets the pratyaya, the upapada will combine with the kridanta to form the upapada samasa. And then you have the final word. So, it is always two steps. You cannot have just the kridanta. So, you have to combine it with the upapada and then only use it. You cannot use karaha, daha, jam, karaha, charaha separately. Right. So, actual kridanta is only that. Kara, da, ja, ra, kara, chara, etc. They are the actual kridantas. But you cannot use them independently. Like I would use karakaha or karta, I cannot use karaha. I can use it only with the upapada. Kumbhakaraha, malakaraha, swarnakaraha. So some upapada has to be there. Okay. So that is a wide range of pratyayas which we will know sometime later in detail. Okay. So that was it. A brief note about the pratyayas which we have studied so far. So, answering a few general questions about these. So can I upload this soon? Yes, I'll make an effort to upload this class, the notes, tomorrow or the day after, so that you will have some time to prepare for the test. So, as I had mentioned last class, you will have a test the next Saturday, the same time. Let us have it on the same time, at the same time. So, from 5:30 till 7 or maybe 7:30. So, it will be an online test as of now. So, once you all come into the webinar, I'll share the link for a Google form. Most of it will be objective. So, maximum you may have to type in one word or two words. Okay, so the format is that. So, you will not have to type in long ones. So, objectives, either multiple choice or one word, of course. I mean, one or two words you will have to type. So, typing you can do if you have the facility for typing in Devanagari. It is good to use it. If you don't have it, you could also type it in English. That is okay. That's for the typing. So, there are two cases. So, there I have already received some requests that the time, maybe if you are not there in town on that day or it is not possible to take on that day, what to do. So, we are considering the option. So, if there are a few people, we might offer a re-exam a couple of weeks later. So, if you have a problem with the date, so please write to us. Don't disappointed. So, we will make an effort to accommodate them on a different day if it is essential. Okay. So, as a part of the process, I'd be happy if we finish the course, and the course is happening. Let us finish it next week. So, if it is not possible, if under inevitable circumstances you have to say go out of station or unable to take that day, you can take it on another day. And second one, if you are absolutely not comfortable with the online this one as a test, if you would prefer to actually write it, then please let us know beforehand. You can take the question paper, you can write it, scan it and send. Okay, so it is possible. I know there are some of those who are not very comfortable with using the computer or online test. So if that is the case, do write to us. You can always write it and send it. You can scan it and email me on the same day, so that will also do. So, how do we transliterate? Normal Baraha type of transliteration will do. Yes, it is fine. Not very this one. So, that's what. So, if you prefer that. So, if you do not want the online test, you can let me know. I will send the PDF of the question paper at the same time. And you will have to send it back to me within whatever, some time. I'll specify it. So, if you have such things about the test, so please send an email either to my personal ID or to sanskritfromhome@pyomolabs.in. We will try to accommodate all that. How many questions or duration? See, duration, my guess is, the estimate is you should be able to finish it in an hour, maximum hour and a half. How many questions, I have not decided yet. Okay, sorry. You'll get it, and don't worry about the test. There will be nothing very complicated. It is basically the basics of Kridantas, of the different pratyayas, knowing the forms of some of the very common dhatus, and more importantly, using the correct form in the pratyaya. Say, if tvaya pathaha, so is it pataniyaha or pataniya or pataniyam? So, what is the exact this one? So, some such kinds of questions where it will not be very technical, not very difficult ones. I'll tell you that the assessment is for even what the course itself is not a very advanced course, but even there, the basic and the most important things which you must know about the Kridantas will be covered. Okay, it will be very easy, so don't worry about that part. After the test, we will issue the certificates for anybody with 60% and more. I'm sure all of you will get it. So that's just the criterion. Says we must have it, we have it. That's it. Does the attendance affect the test results? As of now, no. As in, if you have not been able to attend some of the classes, it is fine. So as long as you are able to catch up with the uploaded material and attend it, that should be fine. Okay. So that was about the test itself. I'll send an email and one more important thing, the test will be like a different webinar. Okay, I'll send the link. So please register for the test separately. So because we want to have a idea of how many people are taking it and do it. So there will be a separate link. So please do register. I will put up the link in the website. I will also send an email. If you have not received the email, please let me know so that you can register for the test. Okay, I'll create a separate webinar for it. So that is it about the test and this. So there are a few more questions left. So if you have any other questions, you can ask. I'll answer those questions now. There was one question about guna for rakara. How is it ar? The technical guna samya is adeng gunaha, which is a, a, and o. So for rakara, it is a. There is a sutra which says uran raparaha. So whenever the akara is given an, that is akara or akara, a, e, u, whenever they are given as an adesha for rakara, they are followed by repha. So there is a special sutra. So guna for rakara is always ar. Vriddhi is always r. Okay. Yes, there is one more question about the Excel sheet. So can we have the complete Excel sheet? I don't know. It was, I must admit, it was my this that I lost track of it after some time. It has not been filled completely. So I'll have a look at it if possible. At least the first few pratyayas were complete. And then Ktavatu and Kta, I myself did it. So whatever is possible, I'll try to share it with you all. Okay, so at least whatever is there, I'll go through it and make sure that it is correct to the extent that it is possible. Okay, so any other questions, either related to the this one or not? There's one question. After exercise 17, exercise number 21. Yes, there were a couple of pratyayas in between where I, there were some other, held up with many things, so I could not create the exercises. So planning to do that and upload it. Okay. So we'll upload those exercises. That's it. And, so there's a question regarding Shanach. So there is Labhamanaha and Lapsyamanaha. Yes, I think we saw this, if I remember, in the Visheshamshaha at the end of Shanach and Shatru. So one is the Karmani. Yes, we have the Karmani Shanach. So Karmani Prayoga, all Dhatus will have Shanach. So you have Kriyamana, etc. And dasya, the bhavishyat kala also, you will have both shatru and shanach. So karishyan, karishyamanaha, nartishyan, etc. So I think we covered it at the end of that class. You can just, it was just a mention that it is possible. So the nartishyan will mean it, the kriya will happen in the bhavishyat kala at the same time as some other kriya and so on. Okay, so that is possible. Yes. Okay. Okay. So there are So is there a fixed time slot when the test will have to be taken, or can we do the exercises at our convenient time? See, the course exercises, obviously, I mean, you can do it any time. So for the test, for the purposes of the test, it has to be taken at that time. Okay. As I said, if it is not possible next week, we may offer a retest. But for the test and the certification purposes, the test has to be taken at that time. Okay. So next week, the same time as the class time. Okay. So there are the last question I'll answer. Well, I cannot answer is what is the next course is a question. So there are two things. What is the next course as per the studying that should be studied after Kradantas? So, I mean, it depends on what you have been studying so far. So, knowing Kradantas, knowing the basics of Tadhyatas will be useful. Knowing Tingantas is also very important. So, there are so many things which can be studied at the same level. Okay, so, at the level of this Kradantas, all the different grammar topics will have to be known with this, you know, the double-ended, the grammatical portion of it and the Prayoga portion of it. So, you have the Tadhyatas, you have the Samasas, you have the Pada, Vyavastha, Ratingantas, and so on. But the question is what I will be taking next. There are several things in mind. So we will not yet decided. You will all get to know of it with the, this one. Okay. You will all get an email and a notification whenever we start the class. So we'll finish with, I request you all for just 10 more minutes because we'll finish with a Subhashita and then something to say. So we will close in 10 minutes. So just a Subhashita to end the course. Sathasyaikam chakram bhujagayamita saptaturagaha niralambo margascharina rahitasarathirapi Ravirgachatyantam pratidinam aparasya nabhasah kriya siddhisattve bhavati mahatam no pakarane. So it is about the sun. Kriya siddhihi sattve bhavati mahatam no pakarane. A very famous line. It has also been included as a song, as the line of a song. So kriya siddhihi mahatam kriya siddhihi. So kriya siddhihi, the achievement of any task, it depends on the sattva. Sattve bhavati na upakarane. So it depends on the internal sattva, the energy or the chaitanya within, and not on the upakarana, not on the instruments that you have. It depends on the inner energy or the sattva, the actual essence of a person, and not on the kind of instruments he has. So mahatam, for the great. So it is great people can achieve great things even when they do not have anything which is conducive to it. So the first three lines are an example to it. Rathasya ekam chakram, ravihi, it is talking about the Surya. Rathasya ekam chakram, his chariot has only one wheel, so inherently unbalanced. Bhujaga yamitaha sapta turagaha, so seven horses, so the number is more, so difficult to control. Bhujaga yamitaha, so there is a gakara which is not here, see, it is bhujaga yamitaha, that is controlled by snakes. So the reins of Surya's ratha are supposed to be serpents, so which by their nature they frighten the horses, so they become even more uncontrollable. Niralambo margaha, the path in which he travels does not have any support. It is the sky where there is no support for the marga. Charana rahitaha sarathirapi. His charioteer, Aruna, he is lame. He does not have the control. I mean, with the feet, you can control the vehicle much better, but he does not have that. Aparasya nabhasaha. And the path he has to cover is like almost endless. Yet, ravihi gachatyantam pratidinam. So, every day with such disabled or, unsuitable instruments, ravihi gachatyantam pratidinam. Every day, Ravi manages to cross the limitless sky. So, kriya siddhihi sattve bhavati. It is a metaphor, obviously. I mean, not to bring in the scientific things, it does not make any sense. But the Subhashita is the essence that we take from the Subhashita. So, kriya siddhihi sattve bhavati mahatam nopakarane. So, with any obstacles, with anything we have, so if we have the determination and we put in the efforts, we can succeed despite everything that holds us back. Okay? So, all the best to all of you for continuing your Samskrita studies. So, on this occasion, just a few words about our organization, Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation. I'm sure you should all know about it, but still those who have been attending this course perhaps for the first time. So we are a non-profit organization. Our mission is to spread the cause of Samskrita through technology. Okay. So we have this Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala, which is the portal, online Sanskrit learning portal. We also have many multimedia CDs, online products and web products for Samskrita learning. So you can explore all those through the website www.digitalsanskritguru.com. So as I said, we are a non-profit organization and we depend solely on the support of well-wishers for continuing all our efforts. We started this online portal around 7 years ago. 2010 was when I did my first class on the Siddhanta Kaumudi. 2012 was the official when the company was established as Vyoma Labs. So within this time, we have managed to come. There are more than 5,000 people who are registered and we have more than 50 courses. So all that we have done has been entirely through the support of people. So we request your continuing support, not just as money. Of course, donations is a major part of our sustenance. So whatever you can, you feel, so please donate whenever possible, whether it is on a regular thing, on a special occasion, whenever you feel like it. So that is there. And there are also other ways in which you could help. One thing is please suggest resources. We are looking for people who can work with us. So as a full-time or part-time, people who know Sanskrit, who know the basics of technology and who can work with us to create for creating more courses in our Pathashala and also for creating more products. We also need people who can work with technology and this. And also volunteers. It need not be a full-time job. So if you have some time to spare and some this thing, there are so many things which you could take up within this as volunteers. You know, I mean, there are so many things, like simple things like, say, maybe uploading the classes. So there are some times when, say, uploading the classes will take, say, last week's class I uploaded only yesterday, which was Friday, because there are so many things in between. So you could help in uploading of some of the classes. We also have some pre-recorded classes which are waiting. So we just need some people who can upload them and maybe name them so that we can launch those courses on this. We need people who can, maybe we are thinking of the Kridanta. We have the exercises and the notes. We are thinking if we can make a small workbook out of it. So we can, if you can spend, say, 1 or 2 hours where you can help us in putting those into a Word document or formatting it and so on. So that could be. So on the content side, or if you know a bit of technology. So I will admit freely that technology is a problem for us because, I mean, whatever products we do, so people ask for, they ask for Android, iOS, and web version, downloadable version. So technology is a challenge for the resources we have. So if you can offer some help technically for some of the aspects, or you can spare some time and say maybe, you know, we have email communications. We have now tried to set up an email tool in which we communicate with the students after each class, say once the materials are uploaded, or if there is a new course or regular updates. So in emailing or in Facebook marketing, you could help us, or in things like an event. So that's another thing I would like to tell those who are in Chennai. So there is a Hindu spiritual service fair which is happening in Guru Nanak College near Velachery, which is near the Phoenix Mall, from 23rd of this month till 29th. Okay. So it is a huge organization. There are many stalls where Vyoma Labs also has a stall. So whoever is in Chennai, please do attend the stall, one thing. So you can look at all our products and you'll get discounts. And if you have time to spare, so 2 hours, 3 hours, you could just come there and help out the people who are in the stall, so to attend to the customers and so on. So there are so many different ways. So if you are interested in volunteering, so it need not be a long time. It could be, say, if you say 2 hours per week or 3 hours per week, or these are the days, specific times in which I can do, and the kind of work which you can take on. So we will try to use it so that together we can contribute more to the cause of Samskrita and everything that comes from it. Okay. So if you are interested in volunteering, please do drop an email at sanskritfromhome@vyomalabs.in. So we will, you just give a brief idea about the time available and the kind of work you would be interested. So we will get back to you on that. So for anything, you can always email me. So I think we'll stop with this.
Gururev gatir gurumeva bhaje gurunaiva sahasminamo gurave na guroh paramam shishurasmi guror matirasti gurau mamapahi guro.